Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From the arrival of one of the world's most famous landmarks to the theme song that sends shivers through sea swimmers everywhere, and still me today, lots happening this week in pop culture history. And co-presenter of 98FM's Big Breakfast, Rebecca Shackleton, is with us. Good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We've sent Kieran off to get married.
He's off to get married, yeah. And I am here, ready to rock, to tell you all about all the random things that happened on this week in history.
I love it. You're starting in the Big Apple.
Yes, we are. So let's go back to this week. It was 138 years ago, June 17th, 1885. It was the day that the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York.
Love it.
Yeah.
138. That seems really recent.
It does, but can you imagine New York without the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Wild. So this was actually a gift from the people of France as a sign of friendship. Lady Liberty, designed by Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, built by Gustave Eiffel, who obviously had a knack for building monuments. it arrived at New York Harbour in pieces packed in different crates. And it's estimated that 200,000 people lined up on the docks for her big arrival.
Amazing. Absolutely unbelievable. You presume you've been?
I have been. Yeah. I've gone on the water taxi. Have you ever taken the water taxi?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you get a really good view of Lady Liberty in all her glory.
We did the tour twice of it. Highly recommend it. It's absolutely brilliant.
You can't go up anymore.
Can you not?
I don't think so.
You used to be able to do the tour around it.
Yeah.
I remember the headphones and all of that. I thought you could.
Oh, maybe
it's year. No, it's years back. Years and years and years ago since I was there. I can't even remember, did we? We were in, definitely did the tour and you were in around it. Yeah.
Impressive. So on the week that Lady Liberty arrived, right, she was, I think what happened was there was construction work going on and the actual concrete block where she stands upon, that took a while. So it was actually the October that year that it was officially finished. But she did arrive this week 138 years ago. In bits.
Literally.
In bits. She was in bits.
And compiled her together.
Yeah. And so she's 305 feet tall, was made using 31 tons of copper and 125 tons of steel. So Lady Liberty was originally this brown copper colour, like the colour of a penny. And then over time, there was an oxidized situation. Oxidation, I believe that's the term. And now she's that blue-green colour that we know and love.
I know, it's absolutely, it's a tour well worth doing if you get a chance to go to New York. This is a moment we were only talking about, actually, in very recent history.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we are okay, but you got to tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, but he got a gun to his head.
Is everything else okay?
Everything right now is okay, officer. Everything is okay. All of how he wants me to get it to his mom. He wants me to get it to his house.
Okay.
So that's all we ask. He got a gun to his head.
Okay, now what's your name?
My name is AC. You know who I am, goddammit.
It was June 17th, 1994. Yeah. O.J. Simpson arrested and charged with the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Their bodies had been found 5 days earlier outside her house, and they had both been stabbed to death. O.J. had led police on a low-speed car chase in his white Ford Bronco across the Southern California highways. It lasted for, I think it was 2 hours in total. And the infamous scenes were broadcast on all major US TV networks. 95 million people viewed.
That's the course, the clip of the phone call to police. When he passed away earlier this year, we were actually chatting to people who got in touch on the show who were there that day and on the freeway looking down, watching that high speed chase. But people who were living in the States at the time. And following his death, obviously, we were talking about that famous moment that, as you said, was televised in every news channel, the rolling news of the car chase.
Rolling news.
What was this? The slowest car chase, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, ever. And people just called in who'd witnessed it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's quite a big moment in history. He was one of the biggest sports stars, obviously, in the US. And we know that he was acquitted of those murders in the criminal trial the following year, but was held liable in a civil case.
Yeah, that's O.J. Simpson. So June 17th, 1994. Yeah, still incredibly recent as well. This is another big moment for a lot of our sports fans.
Easy, onto it comes Hope. And Hope with a shot, and it's there! Hey, Hope! Bring me back, and I'll do the job! Jack, and he's done just that. What a splendid, sparkling opportunity.
I love hearing the boys' own clip underneath. This was the day.
I was going to say, did you add that in?
June 19, 1994 was the day that Ireland beat two-time world champions Italy 1-0 in the World Cup. This game, it was held at the Giant Stadium in New Jersey, a sea of green and blue. And it was one of our most famous victories in tournament history because Italy had, of course, beaten the boys in green in the quarterfinals of Italia 90 in Rome.
June 19th, 1994. It's incredible.
Yeah, the tables had turned and we got off to the best possible start with Ray Houghton scoring the only goal of the match in, it was 11 minutes in.
I don't know why you're asking me as if I have some memory of this.
Yeah, big moment for the boys in green.
Yeah, no, I do remember like that in and around that time, but I don't, like, would never have been watching it, but I remember my dad would have been talking about
yes.
it or, you know, was probably on in the pub and we'd been in and out with my granny. But I do have that kind of memory of it, but not of the actual match itself.
The glory days.
Yeah, just the hype that went around it. This is still to this day, I think, one of my favourite movies. The shivers, like it still sends shivers. It's incredible.
Two notes, so effective. One of the most famous film scores in history. It was a theme song by John Williams for Jaws, which was released on June 20th, 1975. This week in 1975, Jaws first came out in theatres.
That's really incredible graphics for 1975.
Really, very ahead of their time. It was, of course, Steven Spielberg, so you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Jaws fan?
I saw it years ago once. Yes, it's a brilliant, it's a classic.
Only
film.
Once? I've watched it so many times.
No, it freaks me out. And I hear that theme song and I actually I can feel the hair standing up at the back of my neck.
I loved Jaws. And like it's gas because I used to do a lot of sailing with my dad years ago. And I don't know why I remember watching this often before we do the summer camps, you know, in the school holidays. But it was absolutely like, it's still one of the most terrifying movies. Even when they went on to do the sequels of, is there three or four? There's definitely three
Jaws,
isn't
there? Anyway, yeah.
But they're just brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh my God.
And, you just don't feel the same way about the sea ever again, do you?
No. So it opened in theatres.
Yeah.
This week.
1975, all those years ago, and
right.
That theme song is still just so powerful.
But isn't it incredible that it's still so, you know, like it's so recognisable mm-hmm. so many years on.
Straight away.
Unbelievable. You laugh now at this, right? I was on a flight there the other day and I actually watched Under Paris.
Under Paris.
It's on Netflix.
What's this about?
It's basically the modern day version of Jaws. It is nowhere near as good. I don't know why I watched it. I just needed something to download really quickly. It was only an hour and a half.
They
I was like,
these
perfect.
Remakes, don't they?
Yeah, it's not as good at all, but it's the new Jaws. If people like the Jaws movie.
I don't know if I'll be watching that now, to be honest.
No. Well, if you've only managed to watch Jaws once,
yeah.
I still can't believe you've only watched it.
I might
it
just
once.
Go back to the original Jaws thing as its anniversary.
It's well
this
worth
week.
It.
Absolutely.
This was number one on this day. Shania, I am going to guess, don't tell me, 98, 99?
1997.
Not bad.
June 20th, 1997. You were almost
close
there. Very
enough.
Close.
I knew it was around heading into secondary school time. She's incredible.
She is amazing. The music video for this really does stand out. That leopard print outfit and her in the desert.
She kind of brought back the leopard, didn't she? The leopard
I think
print.
So, yeah. Cat Slater obviously was taking notes.
Have you ever seen her?
I've never seen Shania live and I'd absolutely love to.
She's in, is it Malahide Castle? She's somewhere anyway in the next couple of weeks. I'm actually going to see her next weekend at Glastonbury.
You're not going to Glastonbury.
Did you not know this?
No, yeah. I'm so
jealous.
I'm
a Glasto virgin, so I'm going next weekend.
Oh my gosh, 5 days in a field, you're some woman.
Well now, we're doing... Not uber posh camping, but we're not in Gen Pop.
Listen, once you can stick a charger in and straighten your hair, you'd be
well, I have a bed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I have some sort of a camp bed thing in a glamping tent. Oh. And I can stand up in this tent, so that's pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She's going to be so good. And it's the legend slot at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited about to see her.
Oh,
she's kind of one of my favourites. This is another number one. 2002 or 3.
1999.
No way.
This week in the US charts, June 20th, Jennifer Lopez released her debut single, If You Had My Love.
I love J-Lo. Do you know, I would love to see her live.
Same. I know that she had to cancel some of her tour dates. I was hoping she was going to come to Dublin. Mm. But all these years later, she is still releasing the hits. And her in Hustlers, I'm sorry, she should have been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, she's very... Do you know what? She actually has had a couple of good movies.
Yeah.
What's the other one where she's Made in Manhattan or...
Yes.
Where she's... Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. I love all
those Made in Manhattan.
Of...
And she did one years ago and it was called Enough.
Oh, I think I've seen that
too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So she's got great range and she's a triple threat, as they say. So dancer, singer, actress. J-Lo's just got it all.
Speaking of dance moves. Now, this is definitely 97 or 98.
98, you're correct.
Yay!
Eddie Witch released C'est la vie. They were in the double denim.
Yeah, I love like the double denim. The bit of Irish dancing.
Oh,
deadly.
So good.
That is such a tune.
Yeah.
So that was the number one on this day. 1998.
Yeah, number one in Ireland. I remember it like it was yesterday. The denim was everywhere, the blue eyeshadow, the blue mascara, and they played the Point Depot. That was my first concert without parents.
Was it? Really?
Yeah, I went with my babysitter and my sister.
That
and
was such a nice thing your babysitter to do.
Head to toe in denim, and we went to see Bewitch to the Point. Loved them so much.
Yeah, Robbie Williams was my first at Crow Park, I think. First ever.
Oh, what a first gig.
I know. There you go. Rebecca Shackleton, co-presenter of 98FM's Big Breakfast. Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us today for a Throwback Thursday.
Thanks for having me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.